Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Hey, everybody.
I can't pinpoint one thing. I feel like consistency and just, you know, with leading and playing next to Malachi, like doing my best to get him up to speed because he's super talented. I honestly think he's miles ahead of where I was at that point, where in his NFL career, but super talented. So that's a big thing right now, just, you know, trying to help him be the best player he can be because, you know, once it all clicks for him, he's going to be one of the best in the league. So confident saying that. And also just for myself, just, you know, keeping everything tight and making sure that, you know, whether that's zone, man-to-man, trying to do stuff after practice. And, you know, we're going against the best in the world every day. So every aspect of my game I'm trying to work on every day.
What is it about Malachi that makes you say that you feel like he's miles ahead of where he was?
Right? Yeah, I think, one, he's just uber talented. You know, he does – amazing stuff without even trying, and probably doesn't even know that he's doing it. But he's just so instinctual, and, you know, he's got that little bit holding him back just because he hasn't been in it a long time. So once that clicks, then he'll be a great player. But, you know, I think he knows the playbook more than I did. He's confident out there. He's talking, and he's just so willing to learn and be a sponge. And, you know, it's very admirable for somebody his age. Yeah, for sure. I think we probably needed some of that. You know, guys can be a little eccentric at times, but I'm more even keel, so I need to have that been brought out of me a little bit, and Jair does that for us. And, you know, everybody follows his lead when it comes to the energy and stuff, and he's only been here 3 practice days, but everybody can feel the difference with him here. So thanks to everybody upstairs for getting him here, and just glad he's on our team now.
You think they can get you to start celebrating more than maybe you're used to?
Maybe. I don't know. It had to be something crazy, but probably not. I'm probably going to say the same.
How much improved do you think? I mean, how much more talent do you think this defense is than it was with the addition?
Yeah, I mean, you know, talent comes and talent goes. And we lost a couple guys who were a big part of our defense last year and have been parts of this franchise for a while. But, you know, we got some guys that I've mentioned previously that will help us rise to the level we want to be at. And I don't necessarily think it's a talent disparity. I think it's more so, you know, guys are in the right spot, doing the right thing, and everybody's executing at a high level. And where, I mean, we're only 3 days into camp, but as of right now, everything's fine and dandy. But when you get into the season, you need to have people who's going to be on their P's and Q's during the game. So I think we have those guys in the room, and, you know, we're still trying to raise that baby right now and get it ready for the season. Yeah, I mean, the 5 first-round picks thing is cool and all, but at this level, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's guys every year who come in here undrafted and make the team. There's first-rounders who are busts every year. So I really think it's a matter of everybody having their ego and leaving it outside the room and everybody being willing to sacrifice for one another, not even within the room, but within the defense, within the team. And on a day-to-day basis, like, the stuff's not easy that we do every day. And so you got to be unselfish. You got to be willing to put yourself and put your body and your mind and your time on the line for one another. And I think that we have a good foundation with that within the room.
Something in terms of what is more fun to play? You prefer to play the back end or prefer to play where you might be?
I didn't catch the first part. You said not
taking what? Repeat that? Sorry.
A boiler question. Do you prefer to play the back end or where you might be anywhere on the field?
I mean, you're probably not going to like this answer, but wherever the coach wants me to be, I mean, that I've gotten asked that a lot, and I really don't care. As long as I'm out there and I'm able to go play football, it doesn't matter where I can go line up in a 3-tech if they need me to. It probably won't end up well, but I'll go do it. It's not one position that I like better or worse. It's just whatever the team needs me to do at the time.
What do you think of Nate Wiggins today? What do you think of Nate Wiggins today?
Same thing I thought Nate since he got here. I think he's going to be one of the best in the league, and I'm kind of throwing that out a lot today. But And I truly believe that is with Malachi and Nate. Like, Nate just, he's one of those guys that's not afraid to line up against whoever's nameless, faceless opponent and just line it up and let's run it. Man, zone, whatever it may be. And today especially, he's competing at a high level. He's done that for the past 3 days. And super excited to see what he does in year two. And I think he's probably going to have one of the bigger jumps from last year to this year than anybody on the team. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody else. Everybody has a unique situation, but, you know, we all care about football and we're all here. So, I mean, we try our best to limit distractions and, you know, business is business and it is a business that we play in. So, you know, stuff happens sometimes, but, you know, we're all here. We all just want to play football. That defense is, I mean, I keep it short and sweet. That defense was really good. So, I mean, we're nowhere close to that right now. So, but I wouldn't say that if I didn't think we had the potential to be that. So, that's the ultimate top of the mountain. They obviously won the Super Bowl. So, answer your question, that defense. I think it's been a big freedom thing for him. Like within our system, he doesn't want us to be robots. He wants us to go out there and make plays, and he knows the talent he has in the room at every position, every level. So having that trust and that faith in us is a big thing for us. You know, we give our all for him every day, and he does the same thing for us, and he allows us to go out there and make the defense ours. So that's one thing that he's entrusted us with, more just like responsibility this year.
One more for Kyle, please.
Yeah, I think it's the off season. You know, we don't just pull up and this is the first time we've been together since Buffalo. You know, there's no fans here and you guys are here sometimes, but you know, we're putting in the work during the spring, during the summer, and we're texting each other, calling each other, and that way, so we get out here, we're not behind the eight ball. Because, you know, when we go out to Buffalo week one, we want to be the best we can be and carry that momentum from then on. So there's no secret at all. It's just putting in the work and spending time with each other, honestly, because you got to be comfortable. And I think that's why Jair's gelled so well with us, because he came in and it's like, pretty much like, don't be a stranger. Like, I need to be in every conversation you guys are in so that we can be together in the locker room and on the field. So I think that's been the biggest thing for us. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, guys.